Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, she's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
Your host, Beth Ann.
And I welcome you today to CSC Talk Radio. It's my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today. You know, some things just pop into my head sometimes. So I'm just saying, better for who? Policies and the politicians, they make promises of a life better. But better for who? NAFTA was supposed to be this awesome trade agreement. But did it make life better? Better for who? It didn't make life better for our American independent agricultural businesses, our farmers, our ranchers, our cattlemen. Since NAFTA, and I'm quoting Bill from RCAF USA here, America has lost, since the implementation of NAFTA, the North American Free Trade Agreement, if you don't know what that stands for, the largest segment of American agriculture, the U.S. cattle industry, has shrunk to an alarming rate. 20% of all U.S. cattle operations have exited the industry. The nation's cow herds shriveled to the smallest size in over 70 years. And in 2014 and 2015, U.S. beef production fell to the lowest level in over two decades. He added that the number of U.S. cattle feedlots declined by another 1,010 businesses between 2016 and 2017. This means the U.S. lost nearly 84,000 or 75% of its feedlots since NAFTA. Of those losses were smaller farmer feeders that typically raise their own feed for their cattle, and their continued exodus is weakening America's rural economy. Well, I'd say it's weakening America, period. So who did NAFTA help? Better for who? There's been a lot of noise. When the president announced a 5-cent tariff on Mexico, oh my goodness, you'd think we stuck a knife in the hog and it was about to bleed out. The D.C. occupiers were showing their true colors, in my opinion, as they obviously pork it up from others, outsiders, and for others, the mega corporations, the Chamber of Commerce, etc., etc. Not directly representing U.S. independent agriculture, not U.S. cattlemen, not U.S. beef, not U.S. anything, really. While many thought the president was bluffing, Mexico wasn't going to take that chance, and they finally came to the table to talk. Well, this morning, as I was thinking about the word politics, I'm sitting here thinking about what I've got coming up with the show. I know it's going to be a good show. We've got Bill Bullard coming on here with RCAF USA. And don't ask me why, but stuff just jumps in my head sometimes. And you're probably thinking, yeah, it kind of sounds like that, Beth. So I'm a talk show host. And I've sacrificed a great deal to be here and talk politics. And I was thinking this morning in my head, I don't even like politics. Actually, I was thinking about this as I was driving to work. You know, right? I don't even like politics. It's because politics compromises and seems to sell us out. It has destroyed our nation in many ways, our Constitution and our rule of law. Politics. So, you know how I am. I like to look it up. And I'm not going to bring you the Merriam-Webster book definition of politics. I'm going to bring you my acronym for politics. People obstructing liberty, instituting tyranny, injuring citizens' sovereignty. Let me say that again. People obstructing liberty, instituting tyranny, injuring citizens' sovereignty. So each time D.C. occupiers or candidates tell you they'll do this or they'll do that when they become president or senator or representative, remember the acronym of politics and ask them, or ask yourself. And that will make things better for who? Today we do have Bill Bullard of RCAF USA, and they are trying to make things better. They're trying to fight the politics of today. Bill, welcome back to CSC Talk Radio. It's an honor to have you here again.
Glad to be here, Beth Ann. Thank you.
You're more than welcome. I guess we're not going to talk about the insemination of kangaroos, so we're going to go on to tariffs and talk about the beef industry and other things here that are going on. And I just got a big kick out of your email. That was one of his little things in his email. He was trying to make a joke with me that he wasn't going to talk about that today. I appreciate it, Bill, because sometimes you just need that chuckle, and I got that email late last night, and I needed a chuckle yesterday, so I did appreciate that. I thank you. But some things are not laughing matters, and that's what's been going on with the politics of today, particularly in agriculture.
Well, that's right, and based on your opening remarks, you know, politics, a more conventional definition would be the struggle for power, and when the independent people don't get as involved as they need to be, and you allow those who are coveting power to gain leadership positions, then suddenly things go in the wrong direction. And that's where the United States has been going for the past 20 years. And one of the biggest problems and challenges we faced was that we had trade policies that were actually promoting the exodus of U.S. industries onto foreign soil, and then to reopen or open the U.S. border, open more than any other border with respect to the importation of goods from foreign countries. And suddenly we have a flood of cheaper imports, and we see the offshoring of manufacturers. We see the shrinking, as you described, in our cattle industry, because we displace our domestic supply chains with products produced under lax environmental and production and food safety standards, for example. We bring it into the United States. We do not differentiate it from the domestic product. So consumers buy up this cheaper, undifferentiated product, and suddenly we begin to dismantle the competitive marketing channels within our very important industries. We dismantle the infrastructure. We lose our local auction yards. We lose our small farmer feeders. We lose the marketing outlets that we have developed for over a century in building an infrastructure that would support our higher standard of living in the United States. And so with respect to the tariffs, we called on the president a year ago to impose tariffs on countries that continually maintain a surplus in their trade balance for the trade in cattle, beef, and sheep, and lamb. And we were ignored. And so when the president said that he was going to impose a 5% tariff initially on Mexico in order to achieve his immigration objectives, and if Mexico would not comply, he was going to up that tariff increase. And we supported that fully because as we look at our industry, we're bringing in 1.3 million head of live Mexican cattle in the United States. These cattle sell for about $200 a head less than what we can produce them for in the United States. They enter the United States, and after they're fed and slaughtered, then there's a slap with a USA label on the beef. And so this hurts the domestic supply chain for cattle. It reduces prices paid to U.S. cattle producers, and it exploits consumers because consumers aren't benefiting from that cheaper imported price. Instead, they're paying the full price.
And we're headed into a break, but you know this affects more than just the agriculture. It affects jobs everywhere here in the U.S. And I want to talk about that on a broader basis too. And you know, it's politics, and I just don't like politics. Why can't we just all get along? We're going into a break. Your calls are welcome at 877-895-5410. We're visiting with Bill Bullard of RCAF USA. You can visit RCAFUSA.com, and we will be Keep your food fresh and save money with VacuPack. Don't just wrap it, vacuum pack it. Tom Dolder of the Professional Marketing Group offers superior vacuum sealers. Their signature unit, VacuPack Elite, has proven the test of time and will outlast and outperform similar units on the market today. Store items such as coins, collectibles, pictures, silver, or copper with no tarnish, no freezer burn, no moldy cheese, lessen your food waste by 90%. VacuPack protects your food and items from oxidation, mold, and freezer burn. Every unit they sell has an in-house warranty. Plus, Tom offers repair servicing and all accessories. Their motto, if we can't fix it, we don't sell it. Tom Dolder has been providing the best vacuum sealers in the industry for many years. Give Tom a call at 1-800-227-3769 and visit his website, VacuPack.com. That's VacuPack.com. Don't just wrap it, vacuum pack it.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever.
Get a two-pack of My Pillow premiums for $69.98. That's only $34.99 per pillow, which is the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. This offer is only available at MyPillow.com or call 1-800-978-6168. Use promo code BethAnn.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Melody Cederstrom and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSCTalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Bethann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at DGScoins.com. Melody and Bethann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home. And we have returned to listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. We're visiting today with Bill Bullard of RCAF USA. I rambled that website off real fast as we were heading into that break. It's R-CAF, C-A-L-F, USA.com. That's R-CAFUSA.com. Excuse me, and the phone number there is 406-252-2516. That's 406-252-2516. The number here is 877-895-5410, and we've already got people taking advantage of that. If you'll hang on, Bill, we're going to go to the phones. Joe from Arkansas wants to talk about free trade. It's free in America, Joe. How you doing?
I'm getting by, Dylan. How are you, Beth?
I'm doing good. Thank you, sir.
That's good.
What's on your mind?
Well, I feel like one of the biggest problems we have in this country on this issue is that all the big-name conservative commentators on the radio, you know, are for free trade, and they're always promoting free trade and telling us this is conservative, whereas, and one of them, Sean Hannity, you know, he's excited about the idea of America being energy independent. You know, he's always promoting fracking and more oil drilling and this kind of stuff, and he says that it would be so good for us to be energy independent and not dependent on countries that hate us and on foreign countries for oil, and I completely agree with him there, but why isn't it also just as important to be independent in food for the same reason? independent in clothing. That's just as much a necessity as fuel and energy. Tools, that's just as much a necessity as fuel and energy. Electronics, that's a necessity in the modern world. And so what I've found from my study of the history of the thing is that free trade is actually, it's actually not conservative at all. It's been promoted by communists. In the 1963 Congressional Record, they listed the current goals of the Communist Party of the United States, and one of them was free trade with all countries. And our current free trade policies, NAFTA and GATT, I'm sure they come from Agenda 21 of the United Nations, which promoted free trade. And NAFTA and GATT were passed immediately after Agenda 21 came out in 1992. So I wanted to throw that into the pot here and see what Mr. Bullard has to say about that.
All right. We're going to go to Bill right now. Bill?
Well, I agree. We've been on the wrong track for over two decades, almost three decades now, pursuing this free trade ideal that doesn't exist. You know, all other nations that we trade with have a strategic trade policy, and they try to seek an advantage in trade, and they've been promoting free trade. The United States has been naive enough to adopt it, and at the same time, these other foreign countries continue to use hidden subsidies. They use state-owned enterprises. They manipulate their currency valuations. They impose a value-added tax. They do everything possible to gain a strategic advantage while the United States continues to throw its borders wide open, claiming that it's pursuing free trade, when what it's really doing is giving the opportunity for multinational corporations to take advantage of the naivety of the United States, move offshore, produce products cheaper under laxer standards like I talked about before, and then ship to the most coveted market in the world, and that's the United States of America. And we have reduced our gross domestic product as a result. We have been pursuing a false goal with respect to free trade. We're now entering perhaps a paradigm shift because the president has made some significant trade changes with respect to the steel and aluminum industries, for example, and particularly with respect to his hard line against China, because China is one of the most strategic trade cheaters that there is out there, and it has been essentially eating the United States lunch. And so we need to change these policies, but we're not doing it fast enough, and we're doing it sector by sector. For example, some benefits have been made for the auto industry, for the textile industry, but the USDA, the U.S. Agricultural Department, continues to be led by the old guard. And so no significant reforms have yet been made to benefit the cattle industry. And now our producers are experiencing depressed prices, and we're beginning to see young, aspiring farmers and ranchers who tried to get into this industry within the last few years are now beginning to exit the industry because the profitability has vanished. And we have to change that quickly.
Yes. Anything else, Joe, real quick?
Well, I always enjoy hearing what Bill Bullard has to say on this issue. You know, I think he has some of the greatest knowledge and some of the best views on this subject that I've ever heard. And as far as trading with China goes, you know, this seems to me absolutely suicidal. Why don't people see this, that our trade with China has done nothing except build up China as a greater power than the United States and tear us down, and whatever supposed, and everything that we get from China, you know, we used to make in the United States, and maybe it cost a little bit more, but we were better off for it when we bought it from ourselves and kept the money in this country and didn't build up another country as a superpower to defeat us.
Well, I think it goes back to that question that I said, it's better for who? You know, the ones that are pushing this, it might be better for them, but they're not looking at the American people and American agriculture, especially the independent farmers and ranchers. Joe, I appreciate your input always. Thank you so much. We're going to go to Tim in Iowa. Tim, how are you doing today?
Oh, great, Beth. How you doing?
I'm doing good. Thank you, sir.
Great.
What's on your mind?
My definition of politics, we break that down by syllables. We got poly at the first part. That would be many. And the second part would be ticks, as in blood-sucking insects. So I think that about sums it up right about our Congress, many blood-sucking insects. So
they are sucking blood. You thought they were the ones stuck the other day when they were whining about this 5-cent tariff, but go ahead.
Oh, we've got a big problem here. Both our senators in this state are against that, and that's because the Farm Bureau's mad, and the Farm Bureau owns them. But, you know, if you stop to think about this, now, these people are coming across the border, and we are giving them food and shelter and health care and security, safety. And I think it's the American way to charge for, you know, we found they have a need, and we've filled it. I think it's very, very free trade to charge them, Mexico, for something that they didn't take on themselves. You know, that's going to cost us some money. So I don't think there's a thing wrong with that, for charging them for something that we're taking on ourselves. And you know, as far as beef goes, you know, I've lost 120 pounds and I've been on warfarin. I can't eat salads, so I've lost 120 pounds on protein diets. You know, beef is a very healthy food for everybody.
You know, I
don't have any cholesterol problems. I take some beef jerky to the gym with me and eat it on the way out, and you lose a lot of weight doing that.
We got to meet up again because you're a whole different person since I met you the first time. I appreciate it, Tim.
Yeah.
Well, different in size, I meant, not different in mind.
Different in stature.
and healthier. And healthier.
Yeah.
Anyway, thank you, Tim. I appreciate it. I'm going to let Bill chime in on this real quick. Bill?
Well, if we look at beef perspective, you know, we have developed the infrastructure in the United States through our tax dollars. The United States cattle producers have spent millions of dollars to eradicate diseases. And those are things that countries like Mexico have not done. And so when they bring that cheaper product in, just like Tim said, they bring it in and take full advantage of our structure, our infrastructure that we've developed here, and they benefit from it. And when I say they, and that's your question, who benefits? You know, we slaughter about 25 million head of fed cattle a year, and about 1% of those is coming in from Mexico. Excuse me, 5%, about 5% coming in from Mexico. So that means that 5% of the people who are feeding cattle in the United States are benefiting greatly from buying these cheaper, undifferentiated products and then undercutting the domestic prices and domestic producers with these cheaper products that are sold as a product of the USA to unsuspecting consumers. And so that's who's benefiting. We have a policy that has been developed through politics that gives the distinct advantage to just a handful of large importers and multinational corporations that like to exploit those kinds of policies. And they're doing it very, very well. But the expense, they're exploiting the producers and consumers at the expense of the United States economic strength. And that's why, as someone said earlier, we should be looking at our trade policy with respect to food as a national security issue, because we do need to maintain self-sufficiency, and we should trade where we can. And we're not at all against trade. The trade has to be level, and consumers have to know the difference of whether they're buying something that's produced that they want to support the American farmer and rancher. They should be given that opportunity to do so. They cannot do that under existing political.
I like what you said one time last year about it. We're not against trade. We're against stupid trade. We want, you know, smart trade. We're going into a break. Your calls are welcome at 877-895-5410, and we will be right back. All Our founding fathers knew that the heartland would be coveted by those who want the land and its resources, or hated by those who simply do not understand its value. It is that simple. And yet today, the humble folks in the heartland are losing jobs and feeling the pressures from an out-of-control bureaucracy, as well as outsiders with agendas. From the heartlands of America come our food, manufacturing, and our energy. CSC Talk Radio is a voice crying from the heartland and standing up for rural America, and so is Power the Future. Power the Future is a unique foundation established to be the voice for rural American energy jobs. Daniel Turner is a strong advocate pushing against those who would like to punish rural folks and take their jobs for the sake of climate change or the land and its wealth. I'm proud to be a part of Power the Future and bring Daniel Turner here to you. Our future depends on it. Let's power the future as we bring America home to common sense jobs and give our rural families a voice. Visit powerthefuture.us. Powerthefuture.us is the way to bring America home.
There's nothing wrong with global communication. After all, high tech has made our world seem smaller. But now we hear terms such as global governance. Henry Lamb's book, A Short Course in Global Governance, is a clear education, indeed, regarding the importance of knowing and understanding global governance. Do you believe the UN should have power over the United States or any other nation? With global governance, there is no sovereign United States of America. Read firsthand and learn the true agenda of global governance. America's says, private property shall not be taken for public use without just compensation. However, global governance says, private ownership of land contributes to social injustice. Public control of land use is indispensable. Learn more now. A short course in global governance is only $7.50. Visit our online store at csctalkradio.com or send $7.50 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018 for your A Short Course in Global Governance.
A moment from a founding father. Perpetual debt. Thomas Jefferson warned us of this. We must not let our rulers load us up with perpetual debt. The U.S. lives on debt. Our fiat money is nothing more than IOUs, promissory notes. A genius crime. Over 100 years ago, Congress relinquished their duty to manage our economy and currency to a non-related government outsider, the Federal Reserve. Congress also decided to put the burden of income tax on we, the people. Life in America changed. Today, the taxes we pay are a substantial percentage of our personal incomes. The Federal Reserve controls the economy and currency by debt, and thus debt became accepted rather than rejected. Thomas Jefferson's warning, we must not let our rulers load us up with perpetual debt. Rulers, D.C. occupiers, elected officials, career politicians, the two-party system is now a monopoly. Congress is corrupt. We, the people, must demand Congress to stop the perpetual debt. 202-224-3121. Make your voice heard.
Oh, beautiful for spacious skies, for amber waves of grain, for companies that stay with us through thick and thin and pain. Join us as we celebrate the companies who support this nation. Support CSC Talk Radio. Our All American Market page hosts companies who are now affiliates and sponsors of CSC Talk Radio. My Pillow, McCall's Candles, Liberty Tabletop, and there's more to come. Whether you contact them via website or by phone, you have to use the promo code BethAnn. These companies have endured the economic storms of bad trade policies and U.S. regulations, and they have earned your business. They take pride in their products. So visit the new webpage, csctalkradio.com, and click on the All American Market button. That's csctalkradio.com, All American Market button. And always use the promo code BethAnn.
Returned to listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. We're visiting today with Bill Bullard of RCAF USA. You can visit their website by simply going to R-CAF USA. That's R-CAF USA.com. Or you can give them a call. You need to join in this fight because this fight is not just for farmers. It's not just for ranchers. It's not just for cattlemen. It's for all America. 406-252-2516. That's 406-252-2516. We do have some more calls. I'm going to ask them to keep it quick and short and sweet and to the point. We've got Neil from Neil from Illinois. Neil, how are you doing today?
Oh, Beth Ann and Bill. I just wanted to quickly say the USMCA is one of the worst agreements we have ever done. And it wasn't by Trump that did it. It was by Richard Lighthizer, who is the U.S. trade representative that set up this deal, which will initially usher in the North American Union. That's the whole plan. And that's okay. So that we don't have our sovereignty anymore.
Okay, well, we barely have it now. Neil, I'm going to let you go. I'm going to let Bill comment on that. Bill, what do you know about that?
Well, we were hopeful that there would be significant reforms in the new NAFTA renegotiation. And there were some reforms for, as I mentioned, there's a recognition that we have to have a higher percentage of components produced and built right here in the United States in order for a vehicle, a truck or an auto, to receive preferential treatment among the three countries. That we did view as a benefit. The other benefit was there was a recognition that we needed to disclose the origins of yarn and thread, for example, in textile manufacturing. Mm-hmm. And in fact, there was a promotional piece for made in the USA yarn and thread. And so those are benefits. But for the cattle industry, there were no changes whatsoever. And that means that we are memorializing the failed agreement that was first implemented in 1994, the original NAFTA. So our industry, which, as you said, had lost already 20% of our operators in the first 25 years, now we've cast that in stone. We're going to lose even more. We agree. This U.S.-Mexico-Canada agreement is a failure, and it has to be changed.
All right. We're going to go to Lorna in Missouri. Lorna, how are you today?
Bethann, how about yourself?
I'm doing good. Thank you.
Yes. Three things I'm thinking of this morning. I'm a cattle farmer from mid-Missouri. And first of all, I think we have to have trade. I think that's essential, especially with other countries, making it fair for them and for us. Secondly, the age of the farmer is about 68. And so in the future, you know, as we're losing producers in general, I'm curious who's going to be the next ones as inputs continue to go up, get more expensive. I'm a young person hoping to go into agriculture, but I just like to start the year in the black versus the red.
Wouldn't we all?
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, it's you know, I'm writing a piece, and I kind of shared this with Bill because I wanted him to give me some data. You know, you're going to keep them down on the farm when they can't make a living. You know, and that's the way it is. Most farms are supplemented by government, for one thing, but one or both of the folks there on the farm have had to go get a job in town. And that's not the way it should be. It's just not the way it should be. I'm going to let Bill chime in here. Bill?
Well, those are important points, because as we see the average age increasing steadily in agriculture, it's not because young people don't want to get into this industry. It's because they witnessed the loss of profitability through their parents for decades. And in fact, we have many farmers and ranchers who are encouraging their children not to get involved in this industry because the struggles and the cost exceed the returns. And that has to be fixed. And that brings us back to trade. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Oh, and I was going to add to that in saying that even keeping loyal employees has become quite the plight because, you know, you can't offer the same benefits as a union job or a factory job. And although maybe they would love to work there, they love the agriculture industry, to keep them is quite expensive on top of your other inputs.
Yes. Go
ahead, question
though.
About it. Yep, and that's the problem. So in addition to the free trade false ideal we've been chasing, as a part and parcel to that is overproduction and encouraging producers to overproduce globally. And that's why we have problems, for example, for corn and wheat when China decides not to purchase product. We have an overproduction situation here in the United States, and that causes prices to be depressed and hurts the farmers and ranchers. So we need to begin acting more responsibly and producing for the demand, not trying to exceed the demand and hoping that we can pawn this off to foreign countries, which for geopolitical reasons, you know, may shut their borders to U.S. grain and cause another disaster within our industry. And so in the cattle industry, for example, it's the single largest segment of American agriculture, and it's unique in that we do not overproduce beef in the United States of America. In fact, we underproduce, and we have for decades. And so we have always relied on a certain percentage of imports in order to meet domestic demand. But the industry wants all producers to focus exclusively on exports, claiming that it is exports that drive the prices for domestic product. That isn't true at all. What drives the product and the price for domestic product is the U.S. marketplace. And these multinational exporters know that if they can export a certain amount and then bring this cheaper product into the United States, and much of that is re-exported. They bring in cheaper product from foreign countries, they process it here, they turn around and export it and add to their margins. And so we need to focus on the most important market to U.S. cattle producers and farmers and ranchers, and that's the market right at our feet. If we take care of that market, then we will be able to export products to those countries that cover our product, but it will be based not on the multinational's determination of where these products ought to go. It will be based on a competitive marketplace, and that's what we're losing. We're losing competition in our industry because we've allowed our marketing structure to become over-consolidated and concentrated, and we put the control in the hands of a handful of multinational corporations, and they are exploiting their pawning the United States off on foreign countries and vice versa. Whatever it takes to maximize their margins is what they're doing, and we become the pawns and we become the victims of depressed prices that, again, begins to dismantle our infrastructure. And once you dismantle the competitive marketing channels in an industry, it's game over. You know, ask the poultry producers and hog producers. Mm. They no longer have a competitive infrastructure to market their livestock. They are now relegated to having to comply with the dictates of a multinational corporation who's willing to give them a production contract. That's not what we want in America.
That's not what we want. Lorna, thank you so much. What all are you cattle? Do you do crops? Do you do hogs? What all do you do there?
Yeah, a little bit of everything. We have a cow-calf operation out of Middletown, Missouri, and then we also grow corn, soybeans, and wheat. And got about 4,200 acres of that. So we keep ourselves busy about all year long.
Just a little plot of land, 4,200.
Yeah.
Well, prayers for you and your success. We appreciate you so very much. Thank you. Thank you. And we're headed into another break here shortly. Bill, you know, somebody like Lorna is encouraging. A young woman wanting to stay in agriculture, wants to stay on the farm, wants to produce. And that's why our Calf USA is here, isn't it?
Absolutely. We have a lot of members like Lorna who want to become longtime farmers and ranchers. They want to be independent. They want to have a competitive market. They want choices in the marketplace. But that's not the direction this industry has gone for the past three decades or longer. And so that's why these changes are needed. So we can talk about, you know, here are the problems, so what are the solutions? And that's probably what we can talk about the last segment.
Let's talk about solutions in the last segment. We appreciate everyone that's been calling in. We're gonna close the phone line so that Bill and I can talk about solutions. Bill can tell us what they are. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. We believe that you are the solution to bring America home. It's rcafusa.com, and we will be right back. Our founding fathers knew that the heartland would be coveted by those who want the land and its resources, or hated by those who simply do not understand its value. It is that simple. And yet today, the humble folks in the heartland are losing jobs and feeling the pressures from an out-of-control bureaucracy, as well as outsiders with agendas. From the heartlands of America come our food, manufacturing, and our energy. WCSC Talk Radio is a voice crying from the heartland and standing up for rural America. And so is Power the Future. Power the Future is a unique foundation established to be the voice for rural American energy jobs. Daniel Turner is a strong advocate pushing against those who would like to punish rural folks and take their jobs for the sake of climate change or the land and its wealth. I'm proud to be a part of Power the Future and bring Daniel Turner here to you. Our future depends on it. Let's power the future as we bring America home to common sense jobs and give our rural families a voice. Visit powerthefuture.us. Powerthefuture.us is the way to bring America home. You're familiar with Range Magazine, packed with hard, cold facts regarding the battles we face out on the range and at home. Beyond the battles are beauty and pictures and words that will take you to another place and time. CJ and Range Magazine have produced a line of hardbound books that should be a part of your home library. The most recent publication is Cowboys and Critters, containing unique photos of the people and animals that make up the ranching world. These beautiful books, which make fantastic gifts, have won numerous awards, such as the prestigious Wrangler Award, First Place in Journalism, Will Rogers Gold Medal Award. So many honors, great photos, and wonderful poems and stories of the West. Reflections of the West, Brushstrokes and Balladeers, The M-Bar, The Call of the Cow Country. You can't resist the art and cowboy poetry books. Visit rangemagazine.com for a complete list of prices. Call 1-800-RANGE-4-U. That's 1-800-726-4348. Be sure to let them know Beth Ann sent you.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow. For the longest time, I've wanted to come out with the world's most comfortable bed sheets. But up until now, I haven't been able to find anything that held up to my high standards. I finally found the best cotton in the world in a region where the Sahara Desert, the Nile River, and the Mediterranean Sea all come together to create the ideal weather conditions for growing cotton. My new Giza Dream bed sheets are made with this long staple cotton, and I guarantee they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. The first night you sleep on my sheets, you'll never want to sleep on anything else.
The Giza Dream sheets are available in a variety of colors, and like all of Mike's products, they come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Right now, you can get your very own by calling 1-800-978-6168 and use the promo code BethAnn to get 30% off plus free shipping. When I think of bringing America home, I think of family sitting around the table. As a young girl, it was my job to set the table. Setting the table meant tablecloth, plates, drinking glasses, and the flatware, which had to be placed correctly on the respective sides of the plates. Regardless of the time of year, sitting down at the table is an American thing to do. It's great family. Liberty Tabletop can help you set your table. They are the only flatware manufacturer in the United States of America, using high-quality 1810 chromium nickel stainless steel, all that and with competitive prices. When you order, use the promo code BethAnn to receive 10% off of your order. Visit LibertyTabletop.com or give them a call the old-fashioned American way, 844-386-2338. That's 844-386-2338. Use the promo code BethAnn and receive 10% off your purchase. Let's set the table and bring America home. Have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. Before we talk about solutions, somebody on Facebook sent me a message, Bill, and they said, please mention our 20th anniversary convention that's coming up for your trade show, and that is August the 15th and through August the 16th. So it's a Thursday. No, it's, yeah, it's 15th through the 16th. It's Thursday and Friday. And where is that going to be? Deadwood, South Dakota. And you want to talk about that just real quick a little bit?
Well, yes, that's becoming a huge gathering of producers from all across the country talking about issues that are important to cattle producers. And so we will meet in Deadwood on August 15th and 16th. Last year we had about 350 producers. This year we're expecting even more. And producers there will be able to talk with people, like-minded people, and learn from speakers about issues that they've never been able to realize and to comprehend because of the trade press that is really geared towards the multinationals. The trade press is not geared towards the independent producers. Our convention will be, and that will be a real eye-opener for people that come. So we welcome cattle producers from all across the country to come visit the scenic Deadwood, South Dakota, historic Deadwood, South Dakota, and learn more about their industry than they probably learned in a lifetime.
And, you know, Joe was correct. When you listen to the big talking heads that are conservative, they'll talk about being independent with our energy, but they don't talk about our food. They don't talk about agriculture. And that's where folks like me step in, and that's what we're here for, and we're trying to do the best we can here. We need to have you on more often. We're not nearly covering everything we wanted to cover today, but I'm going to let you take over with the solutions, and if we have time, get us caught up on where you are on several other topics.
Well, we've actually changed our strategy. We came on the scene 2 decades ago as a political organization. Yeah, we're representing cattle producers, and so we started following the same lobbying techniques as all the other groups had for over 100 years. We lobbied Congress, we lobbied the administration, and we soon found that we were running into a brick wall, that the old guard is, or what the president called the swamp during the election process, was too great an obstacle to overcome because of the huge amount of dollars that they contribute to candidates and to Congress. And so we were told when we started that we should stop trying to get new laws passed. For example, we were trying to pass a ban on packer ownership of livestock to make sure our marketplace remained independent. And we were told persistently, do not try to pass new laws. Let's just enforce the ones that we have. So we started on that track, trying to get the Justice Department and the Ag Department to begin enforcing the laws already on the books, and they refused to do so. And so now we have embarked upon a course to use our third branch of government. You know, the Constitution established 3 branches, the congressional, legislative branch, the executive branch, the administration, and then the judicial system. And the judicial system is to enforce the laws that Congress passes. So we have begun to litigate more often and more successfully, and using this third branch of government, we find it is less prone to the lobbying by the very powerful multinational corporations. And so that's why, under the theory that you can only eat an elephant one bite at a time, our focus right now is to enforce the laws like the over 100-year-old 1890 Sherman Act, for example, one of our antitrust laws, the Clayton Act in 1914, the Packers and Stockyards Act in 1921. We're trying to enforce those through the third branch of government, and in fact, we just embarked upon that right now, where we have a historic case filed against the big four packers, Tyson, JBS, Cargill, and National Beef, and we have alleged that they have violated our U.S. antitrust laws that have been on the books for over a century. And so that is the new strategy that we are undertaking. But that doesn't mean that we can stop doing the traditional lobbying of our members of Congress and the administration. So citizens need to continue to make demands, not ask their congressional member what their position is, but rather inform the congressional members as to the positions that they expect them to take in order to restore opportunities for agricultural people and for consumers. And so our strategy has shifted fundamentally, where we are now focused on the third branch of government, yet we continue to lobby Congress and the administration, and we have to keep doing that. The problem that we have is the government works very, very slowly. And so as we see a shift in trade policy, for example, that has been in place for 3 decades, and now we're beginning to see some changes, it's happening too slow for many citizens in the United States, those whose jobs have been offshored, those whose job opportunities are limited today, those cattle producers and other agricultural producers who continue to see limited opportunities to enter the arena. We need to change that, but we have to do it one step at a time. We have to find out where we can be most successful with the limited resources that we have. And so that is why RCAF USA is now involved in two separate lawsuits. We recently filed a lawsuit with Country of Origin Labeling. And even though we lost the Country of Origin Labeling case in the federal district court system, we had a very positive outcome. The outcome of that was the court itself found that the loss of Country of Origin labels on beef actually financially harmed U.S. cattle producers. And that's the first time we had evidence to overcome the institution out there who claims that consumers just don't care where their food comes from. We know that's false. The court has established that that was false. And now we're using that decision, that court ruling, in order to work to try to bring Country of Origin Labeling back for U.S. cattle producers. That's just one example. But we're this historic antitrust case could, if we are successful, could reform the marketplace and reestablish the lost competition that we have experienced in our industry that has limited opportunities for people like Lorraine and others who want to get into this industry. So I think the solution lies there. The solution lies stop doing the same things you've been doing for decades that have not worked. Find a new way to approach the same problems. And we are now vigorously approaching these problems through the U.S. judicial system.
You know, we're just about out of time. I had a caller yesterday that said we just can't keep fighting the fight their way. We're letting them call the shots, you know, and we're never going to win that way. So I think you did absolutely the correct thing to turn it around and attack it from a different direction. I think that's just the only way we can possibly be successful.
Yeah, it's,
I hear
it, and
go ahead. Quickly.
Well, it's not a quick solution either, because even the court system takes a long time.
Oh,
so we're looking at 3 to 4 years on this litigation we're involved in.
You know, 3 4 years doesn't sound like much. I mean, it sounds like a lot, but it's not much when you talk about how long we've been going through this mess. And I just cannot believe, I remember when you started RCAF USA. I cannot believe it's been 20 years. So congratulations to RCAF on that, and we'll talk more about that. We're going to have you back on real soon to talk about some of these other things that we've missed, didn't get into detail on today. Bill, I can't thank you enough for all that you do there with RCAF USA. It really does take all of us to bring America home.
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business, grow common sense, and together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to beth@csctalkradio.com.
Gold and silver have been the foundation of wealth for individuals and nations the world over. The history of man is packed with coins, jewelry, and artifacts that have spoken to the intrinsic value esteemed in gold and silver due to their rarity, durability, and usefulness. I'm proud to call Melody Cederstrom a friend and honored. Discount Gold and Silver Trading is a loyal sponsor of CSE Talk Radio, a Christian company founded on the principles of truth and honesty. Melody provides quality products, quality service, and competitive pricing. Let Melody's over 20 years of experience and gold and silver trading be your investment guide, from precious metals purchases to precious metals IRA. Whether you want to buy or sell, Melody and her team at Discount Gold and Silver will assist you and make sure you get the best deals possible. Call Melody and tell her thank you for sponsoring CSE Talk Radio, and then let her know you want her to be your gold and silver dealer. Visit Melody online at dgscoins.com or just give her a call at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. CSC Talk Radio is making available two pocket-sized booklets which will arm you with the truth. President Lincoln said, study the Constitution, let it be preached from the pulpit, proclaim the legislatures and enforced in courts of justice. The Citizens Rulebook is a pocket-sized booklet containing the Bill of Rights, our Constitution, and much more, explaining our rules. A must-read and a convenient to carry. Keep one in your pocket, one in your car, and one in your purse. The second punch of power is Sheriff Richard Mack's Victory for State Sovereignty. Understanding that our states' rights supersede federal laws and mandates is vital and valuable information. The Supreme Court victory of Mack Prince versus USA is a victory for all states. $5 will put power in your pocket. Order now. Send $5 to CSC Talk Radio. Let me know you want a pocket full of power. Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri 65018, or order online at csctalkradio.com. $5 is a small amount to pay for a pocket full of power.